This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
$5.6 billion approved by the House is such a small amount compared to the level of the problem. When you see that the Democrats want to give away $12 billion extra, and we're giving away $54 billion in foreign aid. So we give money to countries, but we don't give money to our own country, which is another thing that I've been complaining about, and we're cutting that back. It's very unfair.
All right, no go. That's pretty much where we're at when it comes to the wall and Congress. Although there is a changing of the guard, the Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming, or so I hear. That's what's been talked about for the last probably month and a half. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to 2019. Kate Delaney's America Tonight. How about that? The wall and the shutdown as we swing into 13 days, what does it mean for people who aren't getting paid? What does it mean for you and me, frankly? What are we talking about? And what's happening at the border, by the way, right now, while the tumble over the wall continues? Ann Coulter, who has been throwing down a lot of opinion on the wall thing and has been quoted a lot, she's probably the most vocal supporter of the president's, is actually, you know, has been pushing for a wall on the southern border, but says that the president's going to cave in on his demand for a wall. So she said, for one thing, he actually did shut down the government, though don't worry, he will fold in the end. She said that, the one person who deserved most credit of all for going ballistic when the president caved on the wall right before Christmas, which I think we got him to take back, is Matt Drudge. He was the one who put up the sirens. So saying that, that's what happened there. And I don't know. There's been a lot of opining about this. Of course, everybody has an opinion. Do we need a giant wall? How much does it cost? Isn't Mexico going to pay for it? Why can't Mexico pay for it? That's one of the things that the president said. And isn't there other way, pockets, other places to grab that money? I'm telling you, I think the shutdown could last. It could last a lot longer than some people think. I don't think this president, the art of the deal, is used to caving in. I don't. I don't think he's going to cave in. He's willing to include. He says he's willing to include Dreamers in the wall deal, but he says as long as it takes, we'll keep it shut down. So the government's been frozen for nearly 2 weeks. Meeting with congressional leaders, meaning Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, especially, nothing came out of that. Nothing. So, during the meeting, Democrats asked the Prez why he wouldn't sign 6 bipartisan Senate bills, then continue to negotiate Department of Homeland Security funding during a short-term extension. He said no. And then the president tweeted that he's willing to work with Democrats on a bill that keeps America safe. So this was probably about 5 or 6 hours ago. And I'm just going to give you the tweet if you're not on the Twittersphere and flying around, at all hours watching what's breaking on Twitter. But what the press said is important meeting today on border security with Republicans and Democratic leaders in Congress. Both parties must work together to pass a funding bill that protects this nation and its people. This is the first and most important duty of government. And he said, I remain ready and willing to work with Democrats to pass the bill that secures our borders, supports the agents and officers on the ground, and keeps America safe. Let's get it done. But nothing was getting done. Nothing has gotten done. So right now we're really at a standoff. We're at the shutdown, and it doesn't look like there's an end in sight. Now, President Trump told the group he can't accept Democrats' offer to reopen the government because he would look foolish if he did it. He said, "I'll look foolish. I'm not doing it." He said, "I'm not gonna do it. I would look foolish. So nobody raised their voices. No blood was spilled. It wasn't like a raucous fight went down in the Oval Office. Just a brief conversation. Nothing came out of it other than that there is no deal. And now lots of people are going to get sworn in on Thursday, and the House swings the way of the Dems. So what does that mean? What does it mean for you and me? It means for any of you that have spouses, or perhaps you're listening to me, you work in a government agency where you're furloughed, you may not be getting those paychecks. That pains me, because I hate to see the people who, let's face it, are probably mostly living check to check, not getting paid. I don't like that at all, because it's always the scrappers that get scrapped. It's not the people at the top of the heap, but that's the way this thing works. So that will continue, because there's no signs that this is going to let up. Now, what's interesting is Mitt Romney took a couple of swings at the president with an opinion pace. It is like an opinion pace. I can't get it out of my mouth. This is like six cups of coffee. That's what I always say. That's my excuse. So, an opinion piece in the Washington Post. That's like a tongue twister. Opinion piece in the Washington Post. He did. So, Romney's going to be sworn in as a senator from Utah, and he threw a little shade on the press about the wall. Although, then he says he still backs the president on the border wall. He says he still backs him. So that kind of made no sense. Now I'm going to be this new senator, Republican no less, and before I even step into this, I'm going to throw something out there. So he was on CNN just after that op-ed piece dropped in the Post, and he just was critical of the first 2 years of the Trump administration. But he said, with regards to the shutdown, I'll be with Republicans on that front. It's important for us to secure the border. At the same time, what I did in my op-ed was not just talk about the president and my relationship with him and how we'll work together, but I also laid out my perspectives and my priorities on a very broad basis on everything from trade in China to our allies around the world, immigration, and so forth. Ooh, 2019, stepping into the senator's role. He's running for president. That's what he's doing. Mitt Romney, 2020. What do you think? What does the bumper sticker say? I backed the wall, but not the guy who wanted it. I don't know. I wouldn't be stunned. He says he has no plans to run. He says he feels like he wants to speak out against the press when it's warranted, period. He says it matters in this state of divisiveness of our political environment. I'll speak out if I need to. If there's something significant, I think it's important as I begin this new job to make it clear where I stand. Not with the press. I don't think the press was too happy about that. And believe it or not, the tumble on the stock market. Remember December, we were talking about, you know, why do we have the worst month for stocks since 2009? They're calling it a glitch, and saying it will go back up again. It was just a glitch. It's going to go up when we settle trade issues and once a couple of other things happen. Now, that's a buzz in your backyard and mine that we care about. Why? Even if you only have a tiny chunk of cash that's put away, I bet you somehow, some way, it may be tied to the market, like in a 401k. Coming up next, we're diving into the mailbag. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper. They may have some bugs and arrive a little later.
Alright, we're headed to the mailbag in case you didn't understand what all that was about. I feel like I'm in Bird Box. Do you know what that is? Sandra Bullock has a new movie that she's starring in. It's streaming on Netflix. It's kind of controversial. I don't know why, though. It's called Bird Box. It's kind of this... It's not kind of. You have to be blindfolded because if you see the light, which is the creepy creatures, then you die. So, yeah... Get it, Bird Box. I'm not going to even explain, except for that people are imitating Bird Box because in this thing you'd have to be blindfolded. So now people are doing the Bird Box challenges, and Netflix is telling people not to do it because they're putting blindfolds on babies and seeing if they can tumble around. I mean, come on, people, this is ridiculous, right? Nobody asked about that, however. In the mailbag, you did ask about the government. Let's jump to it. This one from Thomas, who says, "Hey, Kate, I haven't talked to you in a long time, and I have to tell you, it's so disappointing what's going on with the government. I support the president on the whole wall thing, but this tug of war of this money and nonsense, and then I hear these stories about janitors who don't make crap, not making money, and what are they supposed to do, go on unemployment or figure it out or whatever. Why is it always the little guy that gets jabbed in the end? To me, they need to get down to the business of governing and figure out how to end the shutdown, and then they can squabble over the money and the rest of building that wall. But for goodness sake, don't put people out on the streets because you can't figure it out. Yeah, you know, this whole immigration thing is something we can't figure out for three decades, or maybe before that. But the call for the complete wall has been there for a long time. So this is not new. This was what Donald Trump ran on. He said that. And the fact is, when they started to crunch the number came up to what it was. When they took bids from various companies, you know, this is kind of the, it's not kind of, it is the number you get. Wow. I got another one on this. This one is from Eloise. Ms. Delaney, like your show, like how you try to keep it actually fair and balanced. Good for you. And I also like it when you're heavily opinionated. So the question does become, who ends up looking worse in this case? Nancy Pelosi, the president, Chuck Schumer, the Democrats, the Republicans? Oh, I think there's enough blame to go around. If we're going to play the blame game, I think there's going to be a lot of people that aren't going to come out looking great, depending on how long this goes on. Now, you think about this in one way. Okay, we have a problem at the border. It's going to be worse. Things are getting backed up. If the president digs in, gets the wall up, that's one of the things he promised, the wall's effective, who's going to look good then? But where does the money come from? How, where are they pulling it from? I mean, it's just a political chess move is what it is. That's what it is. It's politics as usual. That's the deal. This one is from Dan. Kate, what do you make of Mitt Romney and the couple of swings he not only took at the president, but then how he kind of backed off of it as well? I mean, what's the deal with this guy? He's like, jab when you're not looking and then smile when you are. Perfect politician, eh? I think Mitt Romney's going to run, even though he's saying, I'm not running. I think he'll try to run in 2020, I do. Because he knows politics. Why do you start a gig where you start with an op-ed piece in the Washington Post where you're incredibly critical of the president? Yeah, you give him credit on a few things, but say that, by the way, they were started before and Republicans were talking about it before. So I think that was why. Yeah. This one from Frank. Katie, worried for your listeners and for myself about this blood pressure drug recall. Have you heard about it? Yes, I have. It's a generic drug, I guess, and it's like 80 lots of medicines containing blood pressure, the blood pressure drug Valsartan. They all had some probable cancer-causing impurity in it when they tested it, when the U.S. drug and U.S. Food and Drug Administration tested it, and they detected the quantities that were not acceptable of NDEA. That's not good, and that's why they have the announcement to clamp down on it, get it out of there. That's it, because lots of people take drugs for blood pressure. Lots of them do, and it's what's in. Often what's in the ingredients. And this is what that case is. Doesn't it scare you in a way? Right? It does. Because I think, how did people survive before? And then, you know, we've got Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, coming on with us tomorrow. And Ellen Ratner was on with us in another hour of the show and told us that he had a heart attack and has three stents put in, but he's coming on the show. And he just wrote me an email the other day and he said nothing about the heart attack. But, you know, pills, etc., how swiftly things can be done. I think the stent is a great thing. But then all these other medications people have to take, the blood pressure, etc., is worrisome. What's in the actual drugs? What's in the drugs that you are taking? Let's go for another one. This one from Michael. Michael says, spy or not, Delaney, what do you think? The idea that we've got this American, Paul Whelan, who is some kind of a corporate security dude, that now is in the worst possible prison he could be in Russia. Isn't this it seems like it to me. The ambassador to Russia, John Huntsman, met with a Michigan man who's been detained on the espionage charges. And he offered support to Paul Whelan. That's who that guy is, who I mentioned his name. He's a former Marine. His family says there's just no way. What are you talking about? No way. But Russian Federal Security Service says he was caught during an espionage operation, but they didn't give any specific information about why he was detained. They're hoping they can gain access to him, like Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying that, and they're demanding his return. He was there for a wedding when he disappeared. And they've made it clear to the Russians what the expectation is, that they're going to learn more about the charges and come to understand what he's been accused of. Ooh, that is never good, because I think this is tit for tat. I do. Mm-mm-mm. And if you look into his background, searching for things in Moscow and ties, you really aren't finding them. Now, he did work for a company that maintained offices in Russia, but it doesn't seem like there's any kind of an easy connection to it, because we had an American spy and processed the American female spy. Like I said, it could be a tit-for-tat sort of thing. Awful if you're him and you have done none of that. Good luck trying to prove that. That's like the worst. And you know what? That's not when you want to be dealing with that. Kate, Super Dave Osborne, so sad. I think you had him on the show, and I heard he died. Yes. And yes, I did have him on the show a long time ago. His brother is Albert Brooks, and Bob Einstein, was 76 years old. And he did all kinds of things. He's a comedy writer, performer, Smothers Brothers, Comedy Hour, Curb Your Enthusiasm, played all kinds of parts. Lots of comedy, variety, special series, all that kind of stuff. He would pop up. Yeah. And he was a radio guy, too. He was a character on radio. And then played that character on the big screen and was on the Dick Van Dyke Show. You know, from the time he was really a young guy, his career took off, let's put it that way. Coming up on the show, a conversation with Dawn Zier, the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. Then we talk to Mary Holland about a crazy health crisis when it comes to a vaccine specific to teenage girls, and how the world is responding to it, and how dangerous it's been in other countries versus the U.S. Hang with us. We'll meet you on the other side.
I sat me down by a tender young maiden whose eyes were as dark as her hair. And as I...
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats take control of the House on Thursday as the partial government shutdown enters day 13. A meeting about the shutdown and the border wall between President Trump and top congressional leaders failed to bring about a budget consensus. current House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says the shutdown could have been over a long time ago if only the Senate had accepted the House's bill.
They haven't put a counteroffer on the table.
House Speaker-designate Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have offered an alternative.
Tomorrow we will bring to the floor legislation which will open up government. It will be based on actions taken by the Republican Senate.
But the bill takes up the Homeland Security Department in a separate bill, which includes the border wall issue. And House Republicans called that bill a non-starter. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a
big awards for Nutrisystem. So we're always pleased to have Don Zier, president and CEO of Nutrisystem, with us. You know, when you talk about customer service, and when it comes to customer service, Nutrisystem is cleaning up every year for zigging while the rest of the business world is zagging. So, Greg, you saw this. You and I talked off the air. Newsweek was one of them, but just incredible. Even my husband saw it and said, hey, look, your friends at Nutrisystem are winning awards for customer service. And he said he wasn't surprised. I bet you weren't either.
No, I was not. And hey, Don, welcome and congratulations. Two awards for your customer service at Nutrisystem, one from Newsweek. The other, I guess you've won this multiple years now, the annual American Business Awards, also an award for customer service. Welcome and tell us what's going on. What are you doing over there to make your customers so happy?
Well, it's great to be speaking with you guys again. I always enjoy getting on the phone and having these conversations. We're really focused. Ever since, you know, I've come to the organization 6 years ago, we've been really focused on a customer-first experience, and it's just exciting to see that we're getting noticed for that. We were just recognized by Newsweek as one of America's best companies for customer service of 2019, ranking number one in nutrition and weight loss program category. So that was super exciting. And also the Stevie Awards, which is all about customer care as well. And I think, you know, as we go forward in this hustle bustle of life, you know, it's important that people take time and listen to other people. And I think our contact center, our customer service team, does that really well. And we have to remember that in the field that we're in, which is, you know, helping people along their journey to optimal health, starting with weight loss, you know, it's an emotional journey for so many people. So having compassionate people that that others can outreach to is really important and makes a big difference.
Yeah, Dawn, you know this because we live in this age of big data. And sometimes with big data, which I do love numbers, but sometimes it means people are stuffed in different areas, especially these giant silos. And then hearing the millions of people that are stuck in that same silo, it becomes a vicious cycle, especially with customer service. But you take a different approach, an opposite approach. Tell us about that.
Well, as you know, Kate, I'm as big into the data as anybody is. I love the numbers, love the data. But I think one of the things I always tell people is people are not numbers. You know, you're not number 105 or whatever number people want to assign to you or criteria X, Y, and Z. And everybody has their own unique stories, their own unique journeys. And, you know, by allowing people to reach out to us on almost a 24, you know, almost 24/7 to talk about any issues they're having, with their, in our case, with, you know, their weight management or weight loss programs, you know, we're really accessible. And I think so many people crave accessibility. I was just calling a company today, which will remain unnamed, and it took me 5 minutes to get no. And it took me 5 minutes to just get through all the, you know, pressing the buttons and, you know, saying five times, let me speak to somebody now. And, you know, finally it happened. But, you know, at that point, when I got on the phone, I was already frustrated. So I think, you know, the best that we can do to remove barriers to letting people talk, I mean, human connection is so important. And, you know, sometimes it gets lost in the equation these days.
Hi, you know, it's interesting to hear you as the CEO of Nutrisystem. We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. It's interesting to hear you. You're the CEO of a company where you've just won awards for customer service, and there you are having a bad customer experience with another company. You know, for consumers, I think sometimes we almost get the impression when we have those experiences that the leadership of that company doesn't care. Now, you're doing it differently and showing your customers that you really do care and that they're the most important thing. But how do you think about that when it's happening to you? Do you think to yourself as well, why isn't the leadership of this company understanding and doing a better job of serving me as the customer? And do you have any advice for them?
Well, I think, you know, it starts at the top, and it starts with the messages that you send to your whole organization from the top. So one of the things is, as you know, I'm really attached to my phone, and anytime I get an email, sometimes on occasion, not often, but customers will reach out to me with issues that they're facing and, you know, copy a couple of people, and I always excuse me, pride myself on being the one of the first, or if not the first, to respond to them. And then I send it off to my head of customer care, and he's back to them in 2 minutes. So we have really a team that is very engaged at the senior levels 24/7 to anybody that reaches out to us. And, you know, we're able to get back if it escalates, and unfortunately sometimes situations do escalate, that we do get back very, very quickly. And that's something that, you know, I've really worked with my whole team, and all of us follow that mantra of customer first. And if somebody reaches out to you, look to solve. And again, you know, our customers' care leadership, I think, is second to none. We have a really great guy leading the division, and you know, he is all about supporting the customer. And yeah, we have different roles. So we have people for regular customer service issues. We have people that are trained weight loss counselors. We have people that are diabetic educators. So, you know, we have a whole range of services, from, you know, everyday details around billing to really, you know, how can I be more successful on my program? And you can reach us through, you know, chat through, you know, email or through the phone. And, you know, it's very, very personal. And I think in this day and age, personal is different than showing up at somebody's office to have a conversation. You know, for a lot of people, that's an inconvenience. So I think personal by phone, email, chat, or on social actually is what consumers are craving. And what they're not craving is, you know, the five steps to finding a human voice.
Boy, isn't that the truth. I can tell you stories. We could talk all day long about that. And Don, continuing on those lines with customer service and Nutrisystem and the focus on a couple of things, you talk about the role of a trusted advocate. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, again, with us, you know, the journey to optimal health is complicated for many people. And it's not only about the physical, it's about the emotional. And, you know, there's a lot of things that play into why people are struggling with their health. And some of it can be disease related. And we have, you know, people that they can speak to about certain medical conditions, or we can refer them to the right people. But, you know, a lot of it is about the emotional journey. And I find that, you know, it always amazes me that how long our counselors spend with the customers on their call. It's not when they call in and have questions. Some of it is quick, but you know, we can be on the phone for 30 minutes with someone just kind of helping them through their issues, a lot of it, which is not even weight-related, but it all is intertwined. So I think having somebody that you can reach out to and that is really on your side and helping you with your journey and can give some professional advice, again, all for free or included in the program, is really, really very valuable. And, you know, again, what I value is the 24/7 aspect of it. So you don't have to wait till your meeting Tuesday morning to talk about something. You can call anytime whenever you're having an issue.
We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. They've just been recognized by Newsweek as one of America's best companies for customer service. They also won, I think for the third time straight, an award from the American Business Awards for customer service. So clearly, Dawn, you're doing a lot of really great things, and it's really showing up in terms of how you're having these relationships with your customers. You've used the word emotional a few times here, and I think it's really important to talk about that more, because I know from my own experience, weight loss is both emotional. You know, when I'm not succeeding, it's upsetting. When I am succeeding, it's rewarding. But when I slide back, that's upsetting again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also just confusing. And I think the more that people have access to accurate information, the more likely they are to be able to be successful. And when you combine accurate information, authority, and having somewhere to go when you're having an emotional experience, that has to be something that really pays off with your customers. And can you just talk about the stories you hear from your customers because they have this access to your customer service 24/7 the way they do?
Sure. You know, a lot of times people are confused about what they can and can't eat, what is allowed and not allowed. And I think, you know, really teaching people, and a lot of people don't know this intuitively, really helping people understand portion control and what that means is really important. And that starts building those lifetime habit skills to allow them to continue to be successful, you know, as they go through life and progress along their journey to optimal health. But, you know, we hear, you know, lots of stories, and sometimes it's just, you know, hey, you know, let me give you some tips for reducing the stress in your life. Sometimes it could be go for a walk. Sometimes drink more water. I mean, there are all these reasons that, you know, people get frustrated because they plateau, and there are, you know, things that people do that, you know, sometimes they don't understand the interactions. You know, over-exercising could be an issue to weight loss. That doesn't sound intuitive to me. You know, it's all about, everything's about moderation and doing what's right for your body. And, you know, sometimes people think, you know, skipping breakfast or eating less calories is better, and that's not right, because your body needs food to fuel you. So again, it's this advice. It's not about, you know, starvation or anything like that. You have to eat the food. There's a lot of food to eat, but you have to make healthy choices, and we help people with that every day.
Perfect place to end this. Congratulations once again, Dawn Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem. Thanks so much.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A subject that elicits all kinds of response from all kinds of people. And we've talked about HPV here on the show. And so I'm very thrilled to welcome to the show Mary Holland. And Mary is on the faculty at NYU School of Law and directs its graduate lawyering program. And she is also the author, one of the authors of the new book, The HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed. And what an excellent title for what I've seen in this book that I'm just pouring through. So, Mary, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the obvious question that some people might not understand. But what is HPV and what is the HPV vaccine?
So HPV stands for human papilloma virus, and there are more than 200 kinds of known human papilloma viruses, and most of them are benign, but some of them have been associated with cancer. And so there's been an understanding that's evolved over decades that human papilloma viral infections can lead to abnormal growths, to lesions, and those lesions can turn into cancer. And so when this was understood, cervical cancer is a killer, especially in the developing world. So women develop, can develop, through human papillomavirus infections, they can develop lesions that can turn into cancer in their cervixes. And so starting a couple decades ago, research started to create a vaccine to prevent cervical cancer, was sort of how it was initially thought about. But now the HPV vaccine, which is to prevent the, there's three different types right now, but they're to prevent certain HPV infections and sort of lesions that might develop or warts that might develop from them. They're marketed around the world now to men and women to prevent HPV infections, not only of the cervix, but also of other genital sort of areas and of the throat, the head, neck, and throat area. But the clinical trials where we spend a lot of time looking at those in the book, they were fatally flawed from our perspective.
Yeah, and speaking of fatally flawed, so then that begs the question, has anyone been hurt by the HPV vaccine?
Well, let me even just take a step back. So because it takes usually like 20 to 30 years to develop cervical cancer, the clinical trials never proved that the vaccine prevents cervical cancer. Never been proven. But as you point out, Katie, it has been well established in countries around the world that this vaccine harm to some people. Not everybody, thank God. But in some people, it's causing fainting, fatigue, cognitive dysfunction, disordered sleep, visual impairment, pain symptoms, skin disorders, limb weakness, irregular menstrual cycles, and even deaths. And there have been proven deaths in courts so far in different countries, including the U.S.
Wow. We're speaking with Mary Holland, and the book is called The HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed. And what do you fear the most of this lack of information or misinformation or this overload, frankly, about HPV the most?
What I am concerned about is that it's being marketed with misinformation, Katie. If people aren't getting the whole story. I absolutely 1,000% believe in informed consent. People have to make up their own minds. I'm not opposing somebody getting this vaccine. They may have good reasons to think that it's important for them, but they have to know the facts before they take it. And the facts are not being widely distributed. Unfortunately, from my perspective, not only is the industry 1,000% behind this, but the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control, the Food and Drug Administration, the Physicians Associations, everybody is sort of making money on this vaccine, and everybody would love to imagine that you can get one injection or two injections and, you know, be free of the fear of cancer forever. But even the vaccine, you know, the product insert doesn't even say that it does that. They market it as if it's going to protect you from cancer for life, but that's not the case. Even if you get this vaccine, you have to go for regular cervical screening because it doesn't cover all the different types of HPVs, and there are other routes to cervical cancer. And yet, because in part of the marketing, young women are not going for cervical screening. They're not going for what are called pap screening tests or for other DNA tests. And as a result, we actually are starting to see cervical cancer rates go up around the world, which is very disturbing.
Oof, no kidding. So what's in the HPV vaccine? The people, I'm sure, don't realize what's in it.
Right. So it's not, it can't have the actual viruses which might cause the infection. So that these are called viral-like particles. These are genetically modified. So we know all of the sort of hoopla about GMO foods. Well, this is a GMO vaccine. These are GMO vaccines. And in addition to these virus-like particles, it contains an aluminum-containing adjuvant. Aluminum is a known toxic substance. It's particularly toxic to the brain. There are high levels of an adjuvant to boost the immune response in this vaccine. So there's different ones in the Glaxo version and the Merck version, but it's a very strong aluminum adjuvant, which one has to be concerned about. And in addition to that, there are other substances whose effect on the human body is not entirely clear. So it includes sodium borate, which is known as borax, a cleaning solution, polysorbate 80, which is known to weaken the blood-brain barrier. It's used sometimes for drugs to go to the brain. L-histidine. These are things that have, you know, that there's some animal studies that show that these have some serious side effects. So, you know, and an important point for people to know, Katie, is these components are not tested separately. They only test the whole vaccine all at once. So the whole vaccine, and they didn't even do a fair comparison. It's sort of a tricky comparison in the clinical trials. They compared the whole vaccine to part of the vaccine. For most of the clinical trials, they compared the vaccine to just the aluminum-containing adjuvant. So we really don't have an accurate picture of what are the side effects of this vaccine, because they didn't do an honest, truthful scientific experiment to compare the vaccine to what we call an inert or, you know, non-active placebo control. They didn't do that at all.
Wow. So then that makes me wonder, why are the world's leading public health officials promoting the vaccine?
You know, I wish I could answer that. I mean, what we did, Katie, my two co-authors and I for the HPV vaccine on trial, we really took several years and we dug really deeply into all of the information that Merck in particular submitted to the FDA, and we looked at all the information that was submitted to the Centers for Disease Control. And, you know, somehow people in the public health world really have this idea that they promote to the public that vaccines are safe and effective. And if the FDA put its stamp of approval on it and the CDC recommends it, it must be good. But, you know, other global regulators do not entirely do that. And so other regulators did not give the seal of approval that the U.S. did. And certain countries have already rejected this vaccine. So this is important for your listeners to know. Japan's Ministry of Health, after having it be recommended for 3 weeks, the level of injuries were so high in Japan among young women that they withdrew the recommendation. And the uptake of HPV vaccines in Japan is now, you know, under 10%, and there are class action lawsuits going forward. In India, there were trials of these vaccines that were so problematic, and young girls died. They apparently didn't give informed consent. That India banned these vaccines for several years. They're now available, but they haven't been federally recommended. So this vaccine is causing, in Colombia, they tried to impose a mandate on young girls to get this vaccine, and a case went to the Supreme Court, to the Constitutional Court of Colombia, finding that that mandate was unlawful. So this is a controversial product around the world. Although it's being promoted and sold around the world, everywhere it's introduced, it's causing harm and causing controversy, with concerns about conflicts of interest and who might have been being paid in order to promote the vaccine and so on. So my objective is to tell your listeners, do your own homework. Start with our book. It's a good place, but there's a lot of things. Do your own research, because we know children, and we have photographs of them in the book, that died after getting this vaccine. It's just not a trivial thing to do, that you just sort of say, oh, yeah, my doctor says do it, let's do it. Look deeply at this, because kids have died.
Wow. After talking to you, I hope everybody picks up this book, anybody connected to this whatsoever, so that, as you said, they can do the research and know exactly what they're getting into. Mary Holland, thank you so much. The HPV vaccine on trial, seeking justice for a generation betrayed. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.